January 17th invokes the number of immortality, and today on this Sunday, the 17th, merges it with the number 14, which is the vibration of communication and expressing your message, connecting with others. So this is a day where confidence and freedom merge within you to create a potent recipe for success. 17 instills tremendous strength, longevity, success, abundance. You feel both flexible and strong. Taking charge while being open to change creates a recipe for wonderful outcomes. So be adventurous, take risks, because what you do and focus on today can leave behind a legacy. In the heavens, Jupiter squares Uranus, and this is one of the big transits of 2021. Uranus rules the Aquarian age, which we are moving into now. And in a square to Jupiter, sudden changes in your life can emerge, usually in a big way, because Jupiter is very expansive, the biggest planet of our solar system. Jupiter attracts expansion and fortune, while Uranus invites a shift in all areas that are held hostage by any restrictions that are keeping you, you know, locked in a place that you don't want to be. So expect big opportunities with a totally open perspective. Jupiter is the bringer of wisdom. It allows the excitement of Uranus to bring personal change, greater freedom, and flashes of intuitive awareness. Jupiter guards against impatience, but Uranus can be impatient. So you want to proceed with any decision or change after presence, internal presence, is achieved. Your sense of freedom and openness to broaden your perspective and break through boundaries creates positive changes in your life. This is a beautiful transit. Anytime Jupiter creates a square, it enhances the joy, positivity, and fortunate outcomes of the planet that it touches. In this case, Uranus, the planet that rules the Aquarian age. So this is very much about freedom through joy. So if you follow what brings you joy, you will set yourself free. On Monday, the 18th of January, we have the number 15 activated again, the spiritual alchemy, and 18 being about rest. So you need to both engage in loving endeavors, those things that allow you to be of service, to support others, to spread the love and joy, and also take time for rest for yourself. So there is magic in the air, there's happiness, you feel abundant, you feel passionate as love lights up your heart. The spiritual alchemy unfolds like a miracle when you surrender to love, which is the 18, is unconditional love. So you need to rest more as you let go, forgive, and allow endings to take hold. Allow love and forgiveness to be your guides. They are restoring peace and harmony. This is a great day for generating greater financial flow as well. You are very creative and inspired by what moves you to tears. And on that note, the moon conjuncts Chiron, which is also a very moving combination. You feel love deepening and you are yearning for love. You can experience profound healing, and healing often comes through tears. Water is incredibly healing, and the moon rules Cancer, a water sign. So invest in your heart. Your emotions may intensify now, so note how they impact others. You're highly sensitive. This is not necessarily a day to manifest practical results. Heart-to-heart bonding happens on a mystical level today. Your natural healing gifts are enhanced. The more you realize who you are as a healer, the greater you can feel the energy of others. A day of tremendous compassion and connecting to the vibration of others, with the ability to move energy for their and your highest good. And then we come to Tuesday, the 19th of January, which adds up to the number 16. Now, this means your mind is extra focused and alert today, as intuitive insights are heightened and the Prince of Heaven number 19, which symbolizes the light of the sun, brings stunning illumination by merging with 16, the vibration of sudden inspiration. 7 is the seeker and thrives in serenity and peace and quiet. Now, changes can bring unexpected gifts at this time. Spiritual revival and rejuvenation infuse your day. The moon is sextile Mercury in the heavens, and it gives you an active mind and intuition on this Tuesday. So your communication is heartfelt. You can feel your way into every conversation. You can express yourself easily. You have the clarity to share deep feelings. News, letters, and short trips are favored. It's a great time to share what it is you are feeling, and you connect easily and effortlessly with others. Your mind and heart are totally in sync. Your intuition is enhanced. Talking to a group or sharing ideas with your team are favored. Then Wednesday, the 20th of January, is another amazing day. We have the number 20, which is literally about intimate connections, understanding your intuitive relationship to Source. That's the zero, the divine, and two is the connection. And the whole date adds up to 8, which is the number of leadership and confidence, the visionary, the fearless leader who steps up under any circumstances and owns what is going on. This is a very abundant number, the infinity number 8. So it's a powerful day that emphasizes harmony, listening, kindness, inspiration. And 8 and 2 are also about manifestation and implementation because they are in the 2-4-8 triad in numerology. So this is another wonderful result here today, where you can use your intuition to tune into Source, receive empowered guidance, and then go and instantly manifest something very powerful. So your inner confidence balances you energetically and yields powerful results. Cooperation and courage are your guiding lights. Intimate communication creates powerful breakthroughs. So allow your inner authority to bring relationships into vibrational balance. Now in the heavens today, the moon conjuncts Uranus, which is a great intensification of your creativity. And it means you're really yearning for independence because the fire of Mars is merging with the freedom-seeking Uranus, breaking all boundaries. So you feel totally free to act on your instinct, to act on your intuition. Many quick decisions can be made now, and your alertness empowers you to manifest those shifts without question. So you want to prepare for surprising developments now. Remember, this is a 5 universal year, so the whole year is about surprising developments. So you're in a place of flexibility all year long, moving to the rhythm, the ebb and flow of natural developments that often will be very unexpected. And in a way, if you can stay in that space, you will feel enthusiastic, just like Mars conjunct Uranus, where your enthusiasm is really magnified. So your goals can be directed with great results. You can embrace the unusual, and you have a desire for fun, for excitement, for taking a risk. So it's a wonderful time to implement those changes that you've been contemplating. Then Thursday, the 21st of January, adds up to the number 9. Now remember that January is a 6th universal month. 21 reflects our 21st century of truth and joy, and 21 reduces to 3. And the whole date adds up to 9. So the whole 3-6-9 triad of creation opens up your heart center today. You want to be playful, you want to seek joy and truth, and feel the divine flow of love. Imagine your highest outcome and speak words of commitment and manifestation. Empower your connection with others with encouragement and through humor. 21 is aligned with happiness and joy. A heart filled with joy prepares a sacred space of light as you step into the power of truth and exemplify integrity and compassion. Surround yourself with beauty. Have a vision and act as if the vision is now in play. Now, this code is also a reminder of release. The number 9 is the final single digit. It always indicates letting go of something, ending something. And since 21 is the number of our 21st century, symbolizing truth and joy, we do want to let go of negativity. And that means avoiding negative people whenever you can. And this is not being unkind. You can still be kind to them. It's being smart and taking care of yourself. The 369 code reminds you to have not only care for others, but self-care. And unless you're meant to be of service to someone who is struggling with negativity, it probably serves no purpose to be involved with anyone who is negative if it can be avoided, because that person's vibration will most likely not be raised by yours unless he or she is very open to you and your vibration, right? And so you have to be aware of that, because your vibration can be impacted in a negative way if you engage with him or her. So avoiding negative people is just good practice, right? It is like emotional hygiene. So that is something that this code reminds you of, the numerology code of January 21st. Now, the moon is square to Jupiter, so your emotions are expanding today. And Jupiter is the planet of joy, and moon is your feelings, your heart. So again, here is a call to action to consciously focus on positive outcomes so you don't feel listless or down or depressed, right? So a balance of wisdom and love activates abundance for you today. Happiness and kindness blend beautifully to create an effortless sense of bliss. You feel happy and free to share your heart with others. Kindness and generosity infuse your soul. Gifts and advantages show up for you, and you feel recognized at soul level, which is always a wonderful thing. Then on Friday, the 22nd of January, we have a code that adds up to 10 and 1, which again is a wonderful way to express peace. 22 is the architect of peace number. 10 is the instant manifestation number. So peaceful new beginnings arise from love and light. Set new intentions and organize a map to implement those intentions. You feel bold, you feel invigorated, you feel secure, you feel serene. So take time for yourself today. Your inner light is seen and heard in silence. The moon sextiles Neptune, and that enhances your psychic abilities. So your imagination, your intuition, your creativity are wonderfully magnified. Engage with soul-centered activities, creative artistic projects. Pay attention to your visions, your dreams. You feel a more delicate, light, sweet, spiritual, sensual energy today. Your dreams are strong. Listen to them. You receive wonderful insights. Mystical experiences may shift your perspective. On Saturday, the 23rd of January, is a powerful day as the number of the royal star of the lion is merged with the number 11. Now, 11 is, of course, the master number of presence, of intuition, of intuitive inspirations. And the royal star of the lion number is all about confidence, freedom, and strength. So the 11 portal opens up in a surprising way, redirecting your life so that you can walk through the 11 gateway into powerful new beginnings that infuse you with liberation, with confidence, as you feel liberated and free to focus only on the present moment, which is the most incredible way to live. So independent new ideas instill the importance of creativity, imagination, and invention in your everyday life. Also today, Venus sextiles Neptune in Pisces, which is the sign that Neptune rules. So it's a wonderfully romantic day. You feel creative. You feel like you want to just daydream. And it activates your imagination. Your love life gets a surge of tenderness. You feel lovely energy. It's just very sweet and warm, beautiful and spiritual. And it allows you to be super sensitive as well. Pisces is also about letting go, as is Neptune. So that theme continues on this day where you appreciate beauty and also declutter and simplify your life and environment. And then on Sunday the 24th, we have a code that adds up to the number 12, which is the student number. So January is the month of love, right? A six universal month. 24 represents the 24 hours of the day. 24 also reduces to 6, which is the number of love, human love, and compassion, and it celebrates joy and harmony and truth. It's a really beautiful, beautiful day. So for you, it allows you to express yourself creatively, to connect with others in a fun way, to speak and create with uplifting ideas and language, to nurture family and loved ones. You just understand that love, love, love is the truth that sets you free. Today, the moon squares Neptune, and that allows you to feel more sensitive towards others, and you may question reality. It's like a dreamlike sensation that may create a veil and sometimes can prevent you from seeing things clearly. So it's important to really listen to your sensory perception and stay grounded and add that extra spiritual protection. This is a time to rest more, not necessarily to make an important decision. You can use your enhanced intuition, your creative energy in an imaginative way. Beautiful music and art can soothe any frayed nerves that you may experience. Mystical experiences take you to faraway places, which is always a lovely thing to partake in. Now, this is a day that you may want to sleep in, and since it is a Sunday, you know, take that nap if you can. You'll restore and maintain your heart-centered harmony.